This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 216.
Republican Kevin McCarthy, re-elected House Speaker on a historic post-midnight 15th ballot. He overcomes holdouts from his own ranks and floor tensions boiling over a chaotic week. Not since the Civil War era has a speaker race dragged so long. As the world watches to see if Russia maintains the 36-hour ceasefire to honor the Orthodox Christian holiday, the White House announced Friday a new $3.75 billion military assistance package to help Ukraine and its neighbors on NATO's eastern flank. VOA Cindy Sain reports.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder explained what that support would look like with the Bradley fighting vehicles.
And it's not a tank, but it's a tank killer. A Bradley is a armored vehicle that has a firepower capability that can deliver troops into combat. So again, it will provide a significant boost to Ukraine's already impressive armor capabilities.
At the State Department, spokesperson Ned Price was also skeptical of Putin's proclaimed ceasefire. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Europe ended a bad year for inflation with some relief as price gains eased again. While the cost of living is still painfully high, the slowdown is a sign that the worst might be over for weary consumers. European Union statistics agency Eurostat said Friday that the consumer price index for the 19 countries that use a euro currency rose 9.2% in December from a year earlier. This is VOA News. A United Nations report says global food prices hit a record high in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oils were the highest on record last year, even after falling for 9 months in a row. Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors drove up inflation and worsened hunger worldwide. The FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, dipped by 1.9% in December from a month earlier. But for the whole year, it averaged 143.7 points, more than 14% above the 2021 average, which also saw large increases. I'm Norman Hall.
A retired science satellite is about to fall from the sky, but NASA says the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. NASA announced the 38-year-old satellite's impending demise late Friday afternoon. It's expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours. Officials say most of the 5,400-pound science satellite will burn up upon reentry, but some pieces are expected to survive. NASA puts the odds of injury from falling debris at about 1 in 9,400. The Earth Radiation Budget satellite was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Satellite was retired in 2005. Mali's junta leader on Friday pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic row. A government spokesman said just a week after the court sentenced them, VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Mali sentenced 46 soldiers to 20 years in prison on December 30th. Three women among the original 49 who had already been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. Ivory Coast and the United Nations say the soldiers were flown in to provide routine backup security for the German contingent of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Mali's junta had branded the troops as mercenaries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An explosive memoir reveals many facets of Prince Harry, from bereaved boy and troubled teen to wartime soldier and unhappy royal. From accounts of cocaine use and losing his virginity to raw family rifts, Spare is exposing deeply personal details about Harry and the wider royal family. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.